We've built dams for good reasons. They can produce electricity and help control floods. But a lot of the dams in the U.S. are 50 or even 100 years old. In dam years, that's really old.
Right now, we're actually sitting on an earthen dam, Union Street Dam.
Sandra Saronian lives in Traverse City, Michigan. It's a touristy town on a bright blue bay of Lake Michigan. The Boardman River flows into the Great Lake, and it cuts right through town. There are four old dams on the Boardman. The utility company that licensed those dams decided they weren't profitable anymore. So they gave up the licenses, and now the city and county are trying to decide what the heck they're going to do with the dams. Sandra Saronian is an engineer who's turned into a mediator of sorts. She's helping people here sort through all the options. Some of the dams could be made to generate power again, or some of the dams could be taken out to restore the river to a more natural state. The water would be faster and colder.
So depending if you're a fisherman or fisher person, you may feel it's important to you or a benefit to remove the dams to improve the fishing along the river.
She says other people want a whitewater park to kayak on. But the Boardman is a blue ribbon trout stream. It's one of the best. Biologists say it'd be even better without the dams. And then there are the people who say they have the most to lose if the dams are taken out. Jim and Joni McIntyre live on Boardman Pond.
When we bought this house 14 years ago, it never entered our mind that we wouldn't always be on this wonderful little piece of paradise.
McIntyre says if the dams are taken out, their pond will be drained. They've actually gotten a taste of that already. Because of safety concerns at one of the dams, the water level in the pond was lowered. The McIntyre's dock is 25 feet above the water. They can't even get their boat out on the water.
We would be having this interview floating around on our electric deck boat with an adult beverage. But we're not able to do that. So from that standpoint, we've lost some of the attractiveness of living on water. It's beautiful, but we want to use it.
The McIntyres say they want what's best for the river, but they also want to keep their waterfront property. And they say it'd make more sense to produce electricity from the river. And that's what this debate is boiling down to. Energy versus property rights versus the environment versus the economy. Mike Estes is the mayor of Traverse City. He says boosting the local economy matters most.
We're trying to increase tourism here. Traverse City is already a destination spot for people to visit. They visit here because of our golden sand beaches and the bay. Adding the river to it is simply going to add to that mix.
This dam debate has lasted more than 3 years. There have been lots of studies and dozens of public meetings. Some people here joke that they won't be alive by the time this whole thing gets resolved. But a decision on this Michigan River is expected by the end of the year. Most people think it'll be a compromise. Maybe keep some of the old dams, take some out. A lot of towns close to rivers all across the nation will be having these same debates. And you can bet that not everyone's going to be happy. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.